Castology.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Castology, the podcast where we tell you what podcasts you should be podcasting and then review the podcasts that we recommended last week. I'm one of your castologists, Elizabeth Best, and to my left is
Zane C. Weber.
And across the table,
New Patrick Nick.
Yay! He's caught on. I am happy, New Patrick Nick. Okay, so today we actually have a bit of a themed episode.
So it comes not too long after our last two very close together themes.
But that's because there's two very close together.
It's true.
Holiday period. It's
true. October is right before November.
Yes.
Which is right before
December. And things happen in months. Did you know, guys?
The Roman calendar is incredible.
Stuff just happens, right? So the theme, because it's December. It's getting close to Christmas or to whatever particular December thing,
all
end
of
the year
holidays
that you celebrate, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all of the things. So we decided that today's episode was going to be centered on family.
Family podcast.
It's really sweet.
And I feel like all three of us have come at that from a very different angle.
Actually, I think mine's pretty traditional.
Is it though? Is it?
Yes, I think so. I think in my attempts to tie everything back to Dungeons and Dragons. Yes.
God damn it. Old Patrick's gone. I thought we were going to be done with most of that shit.
He only recommended one. I recommended all the others.
Just friggin' talked about it all the time. All right, I vouch. I am saying that I would like to go last.
Okay.
For reasons.
Well, because I've already teased mine. Should I go first?
Go first. Go for it.
Okay, so this week I'm recommending a podcast which is in Dungeons and Dragons actual play. So it's a group of people getting together.
Oh, so another actual play podcast.
Yes. And this one is by podcasting royalty, the McElroys. So the McElroys.
I feel like I wish you'd introduce me to the McElroys before you told me that they would do a Dungeons and Dragons podcast, because I might be a bit more excited.
Their last name sounds pretty royalty.
It's
me.
True.
Yeah.
Now, you might say it McElroy. That would be wrong. It's McElroy. So they started out with My Brother and Me. They're three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They produce My Brother and Me, which is a fake advice podcast. However, they are also on Sawbones, Schmanners, wonderful trends like these.
Why
the Empty Bowl.
Why have you not bought any other of these wonderful podcasts to the fore before going with Dungeons?
Because I'm technically not a huge fan of any of the others. I really like this one. The McElroys are very funny. But they all have very distinctive voices, and Zane has a thing about voices that when he switches off to them, he can't listen to the podcast anymore.
Aww,
and that's
shucks.
Happened to the McElroys for me. So with this one, it is called The Adventure Zone, and it is the three brothers and their father all getting together to play Dungeons and Dragons together.
Wait. Does their dad actually know how to play Dungeons and Dragons?
At the beginning, he's a beginner. But his dad, their dad has worked for a long time in radio, so he knows, he gets into it pretty quickly. But yeah, they're kind of teaching
him. Is that the source of some comedy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. I've got something to hold on to.
I can really feel how thrilled you are. The look you were giving Zane just before.
Yeah, and I'm so excited.
Look, it is one of the more story-driven actual plays that exists. It's not all about I'm going to roll a dice and move four squares in this direction and cast this spell. It's like my character's feeling this way, so I'm going to cut off your arm.
Fair call.
Or
that's how my character's feeling right about now.
So it's the Adventure Zone. Liz, you will be very happy to know that it's not always Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
They've just finished their second season, and their second season was a new story with new characters and a different, it was still playing a game, but a different system.
Okay.
So it was
not Pathfinder.
No, it was
that shit sucked.
It was Monster of the Week. So kind of like based around Buffy, that sort of thing.
Okay. Slightly more interested.
And they're going into a third season in which they're doing a prequel to those characters. I'm not sure what that looks like yet, but it's just been announced. So yeah, that's the Adventure Zone. I've recommended the first season because I can vouch for the first season. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to all of the second season or the third season, but it is one of the most popular, if not the most popular, Dungeons & Dragons actual play out there.
Look, honestly, I know that there are probably a lot of listeners out there screaming at their devices that I'm an idiot for not liking any of these Dungeons & Dragons, but I feel like it's because, like, I haven't played it, I don't get it, and for someone who's not in, yeah. Anyway, let's see.
And you
it
liked
could be
one
different.
Of them.
I did like the Dragon Friends. Yeah, because they were really funny.
I think it's about the same level of comedy. It's not in front of a live audience, though.
We'll see.
Yeah, okay.
You distrust heavily.
I've been burned before, new Patrick Nick.
I guess I will recommend mine, which is called Chompers. Now, this sums me up as a person perfectly because it's literally a show that helps you brush your teeth.
Do you need help brushing your teeth?
Children, you are also considering yourself one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a kid. Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like my mental age is about 4, so this helped me greatly with brushing my teeth. But essentially, it literally is a daily show that posts facts and encourages you and teaches you how to brush your teeth. They've got like 850 episodes.
Is it all about teeth or is it about other things?
No, so each week, so they had a geography week a couple of months back. They do like theme specials, so Halloween, okay. Christmas. So they had a musical one in the last couple of weeks. And I think this week is gross week, so they're just doing gross facts, which is a lot of fun.
That's my week.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun to listen to. It's very easy to listen to because they go for how long you should be brushing your teeth.
How long is that, Nick?
3 minutes.
Yeah, that's why you need help, right?
Yeah. But it actually teaches you. It's like, so you're going to start with the like top left, brush all around your teeth. Now we're going to talk about fun facts about Egypt. And you're like, yeah.
That's
and you learn
like
some cool stuff.
Super family oriented.
Yep.
That is a good bring for this particular topic.
Yeah, I went in.
Yeah. You like immersed yourself in the family thing.
And also personal health, hygiene and health. Very important.
Do you have any kids yourself?
Absolutely not. Never.
Are you old enough to have any kids yourself mentally?
Well, yeah, no. State of Queensland objects.
Heavily. And have you ever tested this podcast on children?
Yes, I have actually. A friend of mine in Canada, she has a little one and she uses, well, I say uses it on her if it's like a device.
It is.
But they listen to it when they brush their teeth together. So, yeah.
Awesome.
It's like a quasi recommendation.
Family
I've been listening to it for
time.
Like a year now, but it's
That's
really good.
Really cute.
It's a really good idea, and I'm very angry that I didn't come up with it.
Make up a new one. Quick, go.
Doesn't it just tell you that podcasts are for everyone?
They are.
Yeah,
incredible.
Absolutely. I've been saying it for years.
Yeah nobody listened. They'll listen now.
With really good teeth.
So off the back of that, very happy, shiny, fun time teeth brushing for children. I've gone a different way with my family recommendation.
I wonder if Zane always brings Dungeons and Dragons podcasts, what kind of podcast does Liz always bring?
Familial murder.
Okay, familial murder. Yeah.
So
this
I.
What you need for your Christmas time.
Hey, Christmas, the highest instances of murder and suicide are around Christmas because that shit is stressful.
And chances are, if you're going to be murdered, it's going to be by one of your family members.
As this podcast. Well, she didn't get murdered, but he murdered a lot of other people. The podcast is called Happy Face, and it's about a daughter who found out that her dad was a notorious serial killer.
That's got to be a tough Christmas.
Yeah, look, it's not set at Christmas. I'm just doing it because it's a family connection,
yes,
you see.
Yeah.
You know.
But can you imagine the Christmas after that comes out, though?
Yeah, so this is back in 1995, right? And Melissa Moore, when she was a teenager, learnt that her father, Keith Hunter Jesperson, was the Happy Face killer who killed a lot of you know that you're a big killer when you get a name, you've got a newspaper name. So the podcast kind of looks at, you know, the fact that she looks like her father, she shares a lot of his sense of humor, and I guess the trauma and confusion that brings into her life when she finds out what her father actually did. So it's her talking interspersed with someone reading things that he has said about the killings and describing what he did, which I find a very tough listen. But I think that I prefer hearing stories when it comes to true crime about the impact on the people around it and psychologically how they overcame that rather than the actual gritty details. So I feel like this kind of marries the two.
So can I ask?
Yes.
How much blood and gore is in this one?
Look, I wouldn't say it's super blood and gore. It's just disturbing details.
Okay, so, it's more about it's from her perspective?
It's a bit of both. So basically she is a crime correspondent.
Right.
That's what her job is for the Dr. Oz show. And so also executive producer and host of a TV show, Monster in My Family. So she is a recognized expert on trauma, recovery of trauma, domestic violence, and serial violent crimes. So,
I wonder what caused her to go down that career
I have path. No idea. And it's her and also one of her friends who is a Laura Pacheco, who is a New York City based writer and producer who started in news radio and is also a special features producer for Dr. Oz on the Dr. Oz show. So, the whole thing, every episode's about half an hour long. Mm-hmm. It's got a very serial vibe in terms of, you know, the quotes and the movie. So it's kind of like you listen to them and they've got such a twisted sense of humor. You listen to the mother and the daughter laughing about some horrible thing that the father did because they laughed to cope with it. And then you hear the details of how he killed a sex worker being read out in first person by somebody else after. And it's quite chilling, but I find it fascinating of how both this changed her life and how her father's life was changed by how horrible his father was as well. It's just a very, it's a generational, massive family kind
of. Very interesting. Yeah.
So are all the notes or whatever, are they read out by the Happy Face killer?
I don't think they're by him.
Right, okay.
It's been a little while since I've listened to it, but I think it's somebody reading his words from someone who wrote a book about him. And they also interviewed someone who worked with the writer of the book because unfortunately, while they were recording the podcast, the writer of the book passed away.
Yeah, okay.
So they've got some recordings of Keith, the Happy Face killer, in like police interviews. They've got some people reading his words. They've got just little slice of life listening to the mother and the daughter talk about all of the weird stuff he did before he escalated to murder.
Just steep slope.
Happy Face, guys.
All right, wow.
What a fun name.
It's full on, but it's one of the most fascinating crime podcasts that I've listened to.
Family Times.
Three generations of crazy. Except, right. No, she's not crazy. She just dedicated her career to it.
All right. Well, shall we go on to what we reviewed last week? What we recommended last week?
I don't know. I'm supposed to see the episode. I guess so.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, you know, what I think I want to talk about first is what Nick brought to the table.
Believed.
I would love to talk about Believed from NPR. So give us a little bit of a recap on what it was again.
So it was essentially basically the sexual assault and harassment of the US women's gymnastics team. God, it's a fucking tongue twister. And Larry Nassar and all of the crimes he perpetrated on these young women and girls who were all champions of their sport. Limited series, Indianapolis Star investigated it. And it is very tough to listen to. Did you guys listen to all of it or specific episodes? You did every single episode?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I was crying in the last episode, like at work, like openly weeping at my desk, and people were like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "It's just the smoke in the air from the fires. I'm fine."
Yeah.
Incredible. And I didn't think that. I thought I was going to listen to a couple of episodes and then come back to it later. I couldn't stop because as difficult as it was to listen to, it just kept getting more and more unbelievable about how comprehensively this fuckwit groomed the girls and their families and the people around their families and everybody. And having the device of having the girls tell their own stories really drove this home for me. And hearing, God, I'm getting emotional thinking about it, but hearing one of the girls whose name I've thought I wrote down but I didn't, talk in the courtroom and give a victim impact statement broke me.
Yeah.
And I was like I was like giving her a standing ovation in my head for how much bravery and I hate the word bravery. That's not even the one I'm looking for. But like how incredible it was that she and all the other girls who spoke to him were able to do that. And the fact that this podcast allowed them to tell their stories in their own voices was something I connected with.
Yeah. Zane?
I mean, I think the title says it all. The fact like they weren't believed, or at least they were now that they are being believed and they've gone through this process. I've only listened to the first two. I will be going back and listening to the rest. This is the last one I listened to of the recommendations. But it is just shocking the scope of what he did. Like, and how it continued and how he just used this kind of confluence of the system and the relationship that he has with these girls and their parents to just kind of this perfect storm of being able to take advantage.
And he had PowerPoint slides of medical procedures. I'm saying this in quote marks, but medical procedures that required him to touch girls in places that he should never be touching for massage, God no.
And the violation of trust, I think the big things for me out of this were the violation of trust and how he used that and his medical degree to say what he was doing was okay.
He didn't deny it. This
is
the thing.
No.
This is the thing that got me is that they made a point of saying everybody else who's accused of this deny it. He's like, well, I did, but the poor girls misunderstood, like gaslighting the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's this is a great podcast. It's very well written and presented. Though the girls talking is...
I want to hear more people telling their own stories. Like I just...
But again, it must be so hard
to do that. Yeah,
like that's the thing. Like I can't imagine someone wanting to do it just for a podcast. But the fact that like they were doing it in court and the victim giving us an insight into that process and what they went through there, I think is very important.
You know what I thought was the best bit? When they knew that they had him and they were the release of the police. So you heard all of his police tapes before about how he was squirming out of it. And they were like, oh, okay, I believe you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But when the detective that knew she had the evidence to get him and you actually hear his police tape and you just know she's going to fuck him up.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so satisfying. There's
a sense of justice to it despite how much the show tends to like shine a light on how much he got away with in the first place. And I think for those that haven't listened or that are going to listen, be prepared for the parents episode, which is one of the toughest ones, other than obviously the victim impact statements towards the end.
The parents' episode's very tough. There's a power in the victim impact statements, whereas the parents...
There's a sadness, I think, to the parents' one.
A lot
because,
of them beating themselves up.
Yeah, and there's some incredible, shocking stories where that parents' episode was the one that probably brought me close to tears just from one or two of the stories that come out of it, because I won't spoil that because I recommend just the value of listening to that. It shouldn't be spoiled, so Yeah,
I mean, I would say every parent at least should listen to this.
Yeah I think so.
If not, actual teenage girls.
Mm. Yeah.
I think, definitely. Yeah. Like, it's not my place to say that
become
teenage girls...
Become very well acquainted of where that line is.
Yeah,
girls
absolutely.
And boys.
Because, again, if the better educated the children, like, the less likely that he would be able to so effectively gaslight the whole system.
Yeah. Hundreds of people.
Yeah. And I still couldn't believe that this happened at the height of US national sport. That's the thing that kind of shocks me as well, is that this is, like, peak performance in American sport and all of this goes unnoticed for years. So
that fucker can rot in jail.
Yep, he most certainly will be.
I mean, that's another thing about sport in general, is that there is so much money tied up in it and there's so much like politics as well that things like this and corruption can just be pushed under the rug for the sake of maintaining the status quo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't want to risk losing all those potential gold medals because your girls have to be in court.
Yeah.
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 I think that's another good way to segue into my Bad Batch.
Bad Batch,
Yeah, because again, there's so much money at stake that people tend to sweep a lot of really bad stuff under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Bad Batch was a podcast from Wondery about stem cell treatments, miracle cures for everybody's ailments, except for a few patients where it went very, very badly and the blame got passed around and around and around. What did we think?
I enjoyed Dr. Death.
Mm-hmm.
this is presented in much the same way. Like, there's nothing to complain about in the presentation. I think the content is a little harder to follow than Dr. Death was because it was one single guy and you were just kind of learning of atrocity after atrocity.
Well, this is passing the blame game to everybody. Yeah, you don't know who the bad guy is.
You have to keep a web in your head of who's connected to what. Yeah. So it's a little bit more, I guess you have to be a little bit more engaged to enjoy it. But again, very compelling story. Like, there's nothing that gets me, well, there are a few things that get me as angry as the American medical system. So yeah, like Bad Batch, like this is again like quality Wondery content. So I it's a strong recommend.
How many did you listen to?
I've listened to the whole thing. Yeah.
How about that bit? Do you find it weird that John from Livion agreed to be on the podcast?
No, I don't think
so.
Yeah,
I don't think so either.
I think his best bet is to
come ahead of the story.
Is to get his version of the story out there. If he's just silent, he is just going to take the blame because everyone else is going to put it on him. And if he doesn't say anything. So I think, honestly, I see where he's coming from.
Me too, which is why I was so conflicted. There's no easy bad guy here.
Yeah. I think the thing that I took out of it, I haven't listened to the whole thing, but the thing that I took out of it, I was genuinely surprised that they managed to get him on. But also at the same time, it felt like that he knew that he needed to control the narrative at the same, at this point as well. I think I prefer this over Dr. Death.
Probably strong
just,
call.
I think mainly just because I think the central mystery of it and the grayness of it kind of has me a little bit more intrigued. Mm. But I'm the same as Zane. Like, I feel myself like I was a little bit confused as to who's what.
Yeah.
But I think the central mystery of like stem cells, who did what, I found that incredibly
the
intriguing.
The whole time I was thinking, okay, so there are some patients who 110% claim that they've been cured by it. So clearly, obviously, there's more research that needs to be done, but I was just like, well, John just wants to help people, but also he wants to charge $5,000 for something that's going to cost $100 to make. That's another thing that I liked, that they got an independent scientist on to listen to the stuff that they were talking about in the seminars, and the independent scientist said, please don't tell me what company or where this is from because I want to judge it just on the science, and I appreciated that.
That's good science.
Yeah. So again, like it's well researched, well presented, a compelling story, and yeah, I think it's different to Dr. Death. So don't worry, there's just going to be another Dr. Death.
Mm. It reminded me a little bit of The Dropout.
Yeah,
The Dropout. That was
which
one
I also recommended.
Yeah, I remember The Dropout. It reminds me of that. That's why I'm kind of a lot more interested in the hook of this than I would be something like Dr. Death, which I only got an episode in before I was like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. So much shit went down, man.
Yeah, I know.
But he's such a bad guy, you can just scream at your podcast. Yeah, device. Like, whereas this one, you're like, clear. But who do you fucking blame for these people?
That's right.
Cool. And on that note, I can't talk today. I'm like stumbling over my words.
I'll forgive you.
Too much coffee.
I won't.
That. How very dare you?
Just
you are very,
sassy.
Very new Patrick.
I'm sweating.
Okay.
So I guess we'll go to mine. Which
we
was,
shall. Whilst I'm sitting proper. Here death staring Nick Newpatrick.
So That's Not Proper, which was a listener submission. Corey Asuncion, mother of seven, 40 and 40-something year old. So were you as charmed by this as I was?
The podcast art is amazing. I love the podcast art for this.
No. That's a bad first comment.
No. I say that just because it like caught my eye.
It jumps out at you, doesn't it?
I was
it's
like,
well done.
Which kind of tells me I was thrown off a little bit because when the recommendation came through, I was just like, oh, this looks cool. And then obviously...
And then it wasn't?
It was not exactly what I expected. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was, for the most part, the problem I think that I had with it was that it was kind of telling me things that I already knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same.
And
we're already on the right side of history.
All right, now I'm back in the good books. I think I vibed with it in that sense, but also I was just kind of like, well, I'm kind of listening to someone just telling me things that I already know that I already agree with. It's just kind of like an echo chamber, and I was like, I'm cool with it, but also I've heard all this sort of stuff before. This is stuff that I hear in my general sort of day-to-day life. But it's interesting hearing it from the perspective of the host. How old is she again? Sorry, 47.
47, I think.
I think I do love the idea of her bringing her kids into the new world.
Yeah.
I say that in quotes.
46 years old.
How dare you add a year to her age.
That's why I said 40-something because I couldn't put my finger
on
the number.
Sorry, Corey. How dare he?
I've offended her like three times.
And I agree. Like, I'm very wary of buying into echo chamber. And I think the point of difference for this one for me was the difference in the generation and her reconciling what should be and then drawing those connections.
Yeah.
Because again, yes, what she's resolving is what I'm just going to say we here at the table
have already
work with in our everyday lives. But again, there is this conflict between generations that has just kind of sprung up to the forefront in the last few weeks that I think this makes this podcast a little bit more timely for me. Yeah. Which is why I recommended it.
So I did my homework slightly early on this one. So before you had described to us what it was, and I went in cold.
Oh.
And I think knowing the context of her as a boomer trying to relearn things makes it more interesting for me, because the episode that you recommended for me, Have We Normalized Rape Culture, I agreed with 99.9% of what she said. There were one or two things where I was like, nope, taking that back. But it was very, I felt like I was being lectured, and I'm like, no, I already agree with you. Like, you don't need to be mad at me, Mom. Like, and it kind of reminded me of that segment in The Simpsons, you know, what really grinds my gears. Like, but looking at it in a context of her rediscovering this as an adult, and that goes against what she relearned, makes this completely different podcast
and
for
me. I also think this podcast is not for us.
No, yeah. And that's what I was like.
People
who
that are 46 years old and have been brought up in her same worldview.
Do you think that those people will be able to listen open-mindedly, or do you think that they will get cranky?
I feel I feel they have a better chance of listening with an open mind if it's not me, a millennial, saying, hey, okay, boomer, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to go back and listen to a bunch more episodes now, because I listened to two. I listened to Have We Normalized Rape Culture, and I also listened to one about chronic illness and medicines and the US health system being fucked up.
Yeah.
And she went...
The diabetes story.
Yeah, where she went at a troll for saying, you're a liar, you stupid lefty, you can get insulin for $80. And she's like, my children are diabetics and I had to pay $1,000 for one vial because they didn't send me the proper. So you can go fuck yourself, you liar.
So it was either my children die or I pay $1,000.
Yeah,
today.
And we don't eat, which that pulled on the heartstrings. But I really want to listen to your episode now as well, teaching your kids how to rebel kind of thing.
I feel like I kind of agree with Zane in terms of the fact that it's directed probably a little bit more, less our generation. And I think for me, the host, Corey. Oh, sick. All right, cool. Corey. I think Corey, the way that she presents it makes it a little bit more conversational, and I think it has the potential to generate more conversation rather than being like, I'm going to list dot points.
Oh, the rape culture one was very yelly.
Yes, I didn't listen to that one.
It was very, not yelly, but very, you can't do this anymore. We can't do this as a society, which is great. And I think the thing that won me over after all of it was her passion. I don't think I've listened to anybody that's quite as passionate about any issue as she was.
That's what I latched onto as well, because we've all been there. We've all been that, like,
I'm still there.
And had that realization.
Climate change, anybody?
Well, that's the thing. We've had that realization. We get so angry when it's like, I've done all these things because I thought I was doing the right thing. And I've been lied to. And so she's just kind of, she's on that, just over that precipice.
Yeah.
And so she's still angry at what she has done and trying to make up for that now, which, so I think that's why
I love that.
I didn't need to go and listen. I think there was the one episode that I think kind of caught my eye was the excommunicating yourself from the church. I didn't listen to it, but that's one I'm really interested in. That one would be very interesting
to
see what happens.
I'm
going to
go back and re-listen in a new context now that I'm going in with proper knowledge rather than just starting anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Cool. Well, that's it.
That's all. We done.
Yeah, we are.
It's another
How's
episode.
That? Your second episode.
Feels good. Still sweaty, but you know,
yeah.
I sweat all the time, so it's fine.
I can tell.
Yeah. We didn't tear your podcast apart, so.
No.
That's a big win for me.
Yeah, your first podcast was a big win for us.
And it was a sports
us.
One as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, so it's all downhill for me from here.
Pretty much. Right. Get ready, new Patrick Nick.
Yay.
You're screwed. All right, so you can find us on all of the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us on thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where we've got a handy form for you to fill out should you wish to nominate your nominate for a Castology award.
It's kind of cool,
just
actually.
Talking about you is an award in itself. If you want to submit your podcast or even just a podcast that you really like that you think is in one of our wheelhouses or all of our wheelhouses, submit it. We can get it out to the peeps.
Absolutely. And we won't guarantee that we will feature it, but we'll definitely listen to it.
100% will be listened to by Zane, possibly by Nick if he wants to dive into that slush pile.
Sports.
I'm only going in if it's been semi-vetoed first.
And I have said, well, we've actually been getting a lot of requests for kind of feedback on what we think, whether we feature it or not. I can't promise that I will do that for all of them, but if you're very nice and you ask for it and I feel that there's something constructive to say, I will make an effort to give you a couple points.
He's pretty nice if you're really nice to him. Just don't be a dick. And
if I have a couple spare minutes.
And if he's got time, because he's... How many podcasts do we have on this network now?
43.
Yep, exactly. There's a time
Jesus
issue.
Christ.
Okay, so we'll be back next week to review the podcasts that we recommended, which were...
I recommended The Adventure Zone for our family.
Family.
Family themed, because we've got three brothers and their dad.
Yay.
So sweet.
And you recommended...
Chompers.
Teeth brushing.
Gross
kids.
Week.
Yeah.
Gross week.
Gross week.
And I recommended Happy Face. Gross 5 years of a guy being a serial killer.
Yeah.
And then the daughter who found out that that was her dad.
I forgot it was a murdery one.
Yikes. Family.
Family.
We'll speak to you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Let's talk about X, baby.
Crappy relationships, the bane of our collective existence. But what do we learn from our mistakes?
I'm relationship columnist Liz Best.
And I'm funny guy Tom Harris.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past will chat to guests about love gone wrong and take you on a journey through the funny, tragic, horrifying...
And sometimes just plain bonkers stories about that crazy little thing called love. It's like a group therapy session.
With two people completely unqualified to be leading it. New episodes drop fortnightly on Thursday, so join in to hear tales of heartbreak and woe and hopefully wind up a little wiser or drunker for it.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.